Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just my children and my wife.
This is Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank my lucky stars.
Great song. Look it up.
Living here today.
Wonderful song. Lee Greenwood, one of his greats. I wish I had a nickel for every time he sang that song. Because wherever he goes, people want it. It's outstanding. Listen to this.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Fully convicted. That means you can convict me. You can indict me and convict me. I am proud to be an American. I'm proud of America, warts and all, because I know that our intentions are good. I love what Colin Powell said. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show. Rich is our guest, folks. The purveyor of Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column of the Republican persuasion. Rich, I love what Colin Powell said. I'm going to try to quote him as close as I can. Somebody was talking about the excesses and the sharp elbows of America, and he said, yeah, but he said, wherever we've gone, whenever we've conquered a nation, the only land we've always given the country back to the people, and the only land we ask for
is enough land to bury our dead.
Thank you. I couldn't get it out. Thank you for helping me with that. Yeah, just enough land to bury our dead, and that's the reason why I'm proud to be an American. Rich, you can't. I don't know how you can celebrate the 4th of July in 2013 without reflecting on what's happening in Egypt right now. This is major history going on right now, isn't it?
It is. It's the people that have decided. Again, we talked about earlier that we had to go through the whole thing twice. We tried a constitution, didn't work. We had to do another one. And the Egyptians are trying very hard to find their footing as a modern society, and Morsi and the ousted president Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamist government, just wasn't fitting the bill, and they couldn't force the Egyptian people, largely secular, into that round peg into a square hole, and the people just overthrew them. And I started writing about this last week. I said this will not last out the week, and I was right. You put 20 million people in the streets. There's 80 million people in Egypt. That's a quarter of the population.
This is a place where Coptic Christians were founded, and millions of them have lived there for 2,000 years.
Right.
And within happiness and safety, alongside these Sunni Muslims over there, the majority of Egyptians. Egypt is an ancient civilization. Egypt was a civilization 4,000 years ago. Much of the rest of the Arab world was not 70, 80 years ago.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that is true.
I mean, including Saudi Arabia, my good friends in Saudi Arabia. There wasn't a building. There wasn't probably 100 years ago. There probably was not an actual structure that couldn't be moved overnight in Kuwait.
Yeah, that I think that is right. When you get over to the Gulf States, that is true. They were pretty much nomads.
So the Egyptians are not like the Pakistanis or the Afghans.
No, but they have, as you say, a far longer history to draw upon, and again, it was obviously their history was pharaohs, so and that they were they were kings and occasionally queens, but they're trying to get to democracy, and this is an example, Jim, of democracy's hard.
Yeah.
It's easy to be led. It's easy to be tribal. It's easy to say, salute smartly and go do what somebody tells you to do. But democracy requires that everybody take a part in making decisions, and it's very difficult. It's not easily learned by all people, and I think that the Egyptians figured out that the direction that Morsi was trying to take the country was more suited to Iran. Even Iran, just 2 weeks ago, they threw out the hardliners and brought in a, what they call a moderate. I'm not sure how moderate he actually is.
You know, Rich, 18 months ago, I asked you and Bill Brandt on the show together if anything good was going to come from what was happening in Egypt. And without blinking, you weren't looking at each other. You instantaneously, at the same moment, said no.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you the same question, Rich. In your estimation, based on what you're seeing happening right now, will anything good come from this?
Don't know. Now, I mean, I'm going from no to I don't know yet. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, one of the things that we've learned over the last 15 years, and other people have known it for a long time, maybe the last 100 years, is that people, human beings, will very often trade stability for freedom because they need to raise their families and be able to walk the streets in peace.
Which is what Franklin warned about.
Yeah, exactly.
What he warned Americans about, which is another reason why this is so powerful right now, because we're having this same debate among ourselves right now in America.
Again, yes, that's right. If that's right, you may not have either.
You and I, as you know, as many things as we agree on, you and I have disagreements about. You and I have debated, you know, this whole issue of
NSA thing,
of the NSA thing,
Well, that's what I mean. Democracy is
hard. That's right, folks. Folks, write that down. That's going to be on the test. Democracy is hard. Hey, Rich, thanks again for being here. Give us the website, please.
www.mullings.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Happy 4th.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. We're rocking and rolling here on the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.